MMO gyros, and you can change the orientation of the base station without using any thrusters. And as far as deorbiting stuff, yeah, they've been doing this, since the 1990s, even with Mir, or even before that with the Salyut, the Russian space station. You would send a cargo vehicle up, like a progress vehicle, or, now we send our own Cygnus spacecraft, like I said, that's docked at the space station, that's a cargo vehicle as well. When these things deorbit, and they used to do it, by the way, with the ATV vehicle, the European Space Agency used to send up the automatic transit vehicle. When these things were done, you dock at the space station, unload everything, thousands of pounds of stuff, and then you put thousands of pounds of junk that you want to get rid of that has to go bye-bye. And they would load it up into these cargo vehicles and separate from the space station. And they would fire the thrusters on the opposite side of the Pacific Ocean. And it would start slowing it down, and then it would deorbit over the South Pacific. That's the least populated area on the globe, is the South Pacific. So most of the stuff always burns up in the atmosphere at 17,000 miles an hour when it hits the atmosphere anyway. But anything that does make it down all the way to the surface will hit the water in the South Pacific. And they know where boats are, ships or anything. They know that before doing anything like that. My guess is they probably don't worry about it too much. It's so empty there. And that's eventually going to be the location of the space station itself when they decide to deorbit it. You might remember pictures of Mir when they did that. Now, Mir is about one-fifth the size of the International Space Station. They deorbited that in the same location on the South Pacific, and they had planes go down there on purpose to take pictures of it, and they look like, shooting stars, a whole bunch of them. As they burnt up, and I'm sure some stuff made it down to the water. Does not disintegrate. And that's the plan. Eventually, Hubble will wind up there as well. Back to you, Luke.
WSUN NY2H. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I was going to ask you next about the heat, but you covered that. That's good. Because I remember, with the astronauts and everything, they had the heat shields when they came in. So, cool. All righty. Well, thanks for the information, and I'll be listening out. Thank you, Paul. WS2N, NY2H.
Okay, thanks for the questions as well. Of course, the crew vehicles come back and land in the water. Dragon comes back and lands in the Atlantic Ocean now. Their cargo vehicles and Dragon are returned as well. They usually land them in the Pacific Ocean, but now they can land them in the Atlantic Ocean, or even the Gulf of Mexico. And then the reason for that is they're bringing back science stuff. You might be bringing back 4,000 or 5,000 pounds worth of space equipment that has to be returned, maybe an EVA suit that has to be returned, looked at, maybe it's got a problem. So it's got hardware, it's got science equipment, big freezers on board to keep all your science experiments frozen on the way down. We have Dragon bringing stuff back, and it's a pretty good system, even without the shuttle. Shuttle used to do all of that, but no more. Just wanted to mention NASA has picked their, they haven't picked yet, but they plan on picking another they call it a HLS, human landing system for the moon. Right now they have already a contract with SpaceX to do that. When Orion goes to the moon, brings a crew of four to the moon, when they start regular landing on the moon, Orion will go out, probably dock with the Gateway space station. That's not there yet, but potentially it's going to be a space station going around the moon, in orbit around the moon. They'll dock with that, and then they'll switch over to another vehicle. And in this case, they have a contract with SpaceX. It'll be their Starship that they're building now that hasn't even gone into orbit yet. Transfer crew to that. The Starship will go down to the moon, land on the moon. They do what they got to do, get back into the Starship, take off, and redock with Gateway, and then in turn go from Gateway. They'll get out of that, go back to Orion. Orion will bring them all the way back to the Pacific Ocean. By the way, NASA will be landing in the Pacific Ocean. Heat shield parachute and in the Pacific Ocean, just like the old days. And that's the present plan. And when he gave the contract out a year or so ago to SpaceX, I thought for sure they were going to give out at least two contracts. NASA likes to do redundancy. In case one system fails, we have the other system. It worked with the Starship, Starliner by Boeing that I talked about before. That's eventually going to be going up in September with unmanned and eventually manned to the space station. They were competing. Which one was going to make it to the space station first with a crew? Was it going to be Starliner by Boeing, or was it going to be Dragon crew by SpaceX? And this went back and forth for a couple of years, and of course SpaceX finally won. They've sent multiple crews already up to the space station, and Boeing hasn't done it. But the plan was two different types of vehicles, you know. In case one works out, in case one doesn't work out, the other one, you know, will. Or if somebody gets stranded somewhere, you know, you'll have another vehicle that will be able to rescue them. That is a completely different system than maybe the reason they got stranded is because something went wrong with vehicle number A. Type B might be a completely different vehicle will be able to rescue them. I thought for sure NASA was going to do this for the landing system. You know, you dock with Gateway, put a crew into a landing vehicle and go down. What happens if the landing vehicle fails? I'm sure it'd be good to have another landing vehicle attached to the Gateway that could eventually go down and get that who's ever stranded on the moon. But you wouldn't want to send the exact same Starship down in the same design. Maybe there was something wrong with the Starship. So it would be good to have another vehicle. And it looks like there's a choice between Dynetics and Blue Origin. They both have really nice designs for landing on the moon. And my guess is they're going to probably pick one of those two. I'd like to see them pick both. I'd like to have three different types. But this came up about a year or two ago, and a lot of people in the space industry did not like the idea of just having one. Now NASA has allowed now billions of more dollars that they're going to allocate to at least a second lander, not SpaceX. So I thought that was interesting. Looked at the clock. Roy, I went a little late, but what are you going to do? I'd like to thank all the space stations that ask questions and listen to me for who knows how long here. Back to you, Roy. We'll be on tomorrow night. We have the Club InfoNet on these frequencies as well as the Swap and Shop, and it's usually followed by Newsline. And we had problems with Newsline last week for some reason. I don't know. Lou knows all about that. So. we'll probably have it this week. Anyway, over to you, Roy. AC2GS, WS2N.
Okay, very good. This is AC2GS. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the Technical Net. Thank you for all that you do for the club as well. And you could use as much time here as you want. I want to thank everyone out there who participated. This was a very, very fun, lively discussion all night long. So much for the Oscars. I didn't even check to see who won anything. So I'm very thankful for all the participants tonight, and I I hope you'll come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. when we try and do this all over again. I want to remind people my email address is mailbag@ac2gs.com. Paul's is spacenetreport@gmail.com. The link page with includes a small Wikipedia entry on Kugelblitz is available. My link page, you can reach it by typing in roy.ac2gs.com. The chat room was bustling. It was real lively tonight. I hope it continues that way. You can get there in the future by typing in chat.ac2gs.com. And there's the audio stream of the Glen Oaks Repeater. You type into your browser technet.ac2gs.com. And, of course, MyKC2NJI's AmateurRadio.tv archive site, which has technical nets going back to September of 2006. Let me drop for a second. Okay, I was afraid I was going to time out on that. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it was fun for me. I hope it was fun for you. Please be kind to each other. Be well. Be safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your hated ones. Take care of everyone, because we're all in this together. This is AC2GS formally closing this, the Oscar edition of the Limark Technical Net, and I am clear.
W2VL repeater. Time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
This is J8SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo.
W2VL repeater.
Radio check, radio check. This is J8SYJ, Central Japan, Tokyo. Monitoring any call.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Radio check.
N2DQ, I listen. N2DQ, I listen.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
RVP listening. KNH into RVP. You'll scratch if I can hear you. Let me see if you can come back. Just one of a little rough right by my house. Jiltic, I'm over by the Stony Brook train station here. I'm going to stop with my mom's, I think, on the way in. Let me think. I got myself focused on other things now, you know, other than are the hobby, and, well, I'm trying to get, I haven't been getting to work, I didn't work on my senior class, so I'll get back to it. So, I'm watching, the Fox and all the other channels, but they might be a shortage of food. And I have a friend, his name is Lee, let me give it back to him. He's people that prepare. He's got MREs, he's got water filtration systems, he's got, other food, Mountain View. So I just ordered, year supply of macaroni and cheese from Costco. I have a membership with them, and I'm going to be ordering probably some Mountain View, Patriot. I'm going to be stocking up on food.
Well, I wouldn't go crazy. When they were talking about food shortages, they were talking about Europe. Supplies, a lot of their food supplies. Over here, the only thing that's afraid of food shortage is when people start hoarding and buying, a year's supply. But, it's always good to have extra food on hand.
One supply, it'll be probably $100, but if protein or soap like that is before. I actually ordered an MRE. That might take one, I show my wife Bonnie how to do it, So, but that's what I'm going to do. But you can just go on. You can just pop in every, pick up 2-3 cans of new candy, and you have a lot of it, do it detail. That's what I did with ammo, every other week, and so you knew it, I had a lot. All right,
right, well, that's a strategy. Can't hurt to have food. And, yeah, emergency, but like, I really don't see it happening. I mean, most of my problems are transportation. But I could be wrong, so maybe you're smarter than everybody else, but I'm not worried. We have plenty of emergency food around. There's Canadian geese everywhere, cold rabbits, and turkeys running around my area, so plenty of emergency food.
I want to go hunting for, squirrels so I can learn how to, not about even killing it. Somebody just gave me one to hit clean it, Matt. If I go ahead, it's probably no different. I never cleaned a fish. It's probably no different than you go fishing and you have to clean the fish. It's probably no different. So I figured I got squirrels where I live. I got raccoons. I got a trap. I actually trapped a raccoon about 2013. I think it was rabbit. It came up on my porch. And it was like, and this is during the day. My sister just got it. She used to want to trap feral cats. And it was not even, it was boxed up. I opened it up, folded it out, and then I put cat food in. I opened the plate. I put it on, right on the lawn, just not far from the porch. And in a matter of 5 minutes, I trapped it. And then I threw, I picked a head of handle, I put it on the lawn, I threw a blanket, a towel. I went to kick it, it didn't growl like a dog, I jumped. I never seen it, they look so cute like bandits, but I didn't know they growled like a dog. It scared the hell out of me.
KDQKH. Well, any animal trapped in a cage is going to growl at you. It's, a caged animal. I mean, if it wasn't showing any signs of being rabid, it could have just been tamed to people, grown up getting food from people in the area.
Sister, my sister does. She puts food out on the porch for these feral cats, and we got the ring, and they'll look at like 1 in the morning. You see the raccoon come up on the porch. And it jumps off on the right. We've been to my house, and some of them are big. They're like bigger than some small dog.
Well, they normally look much bigger because their fur is kind of fluffy. But they get fairly heavy, like small dog heavy. And food out? Yes, it's an enticement. They're gonna come. Free food.
I visited Lee yesterday. I haven't seen him in 5 years. I got promoted because he left, and I walked into his position. The guy got a brain tumor. He was out for a year, and he's got a collection, stuff, and I didn't see him. He's a very handy guy. This house he lives in, when he bought it years ago, he gutted it up. It's only like 600 square. He lives in Wisconsin, off Gibbs Pond Road, and, so I visited him. He lost weight. He was like limping a little bit, but he's holding his own. He's on a fixed income because he's got his pension, but it's reduced because he left, didn't have the full years, and he must have Social Disability, and he's got, he's got Social Security, he's got Medicare, and the insurance we get. So he's doing all right. We had coffee, and we're talking and stuff, and I didn't see him in a long time, so he was very happy to see me.
It's unfortunate, but it does happen to people. You find one day, any kind of
put you and him in the same room. He's got the same views as you, in terms of political and all that. But he tells me stuff like, I have to research it. He tells me stuff like what happened with Ukraine, with Putin going in. He says the media's not telling it. Putin went in to get rid of the biolabs, or to get, and there are really other people that are not good. I have to research, and I don't know.
I wouldn't believe a word of it. You don't go in and decimate cities and totally destroy men, women, and children and flatten cities. That's not going in to do good.
That's what I said to myself. If you went in and you want to get rid of like people that are a threat, like in Nazis and stuff like that, why would you kill, women and children and schools? you would just talk it, you would just concentrate on the, what you're trying to get rid of.
Well, bad men, crazy men, evil and the such, they make up any excuse just to put something out there. It's never the case.
Last night, my wife got all this stuff, and I couldn't even walk in it. So I got a lot of e-waste. I'm going to bring it to Brookhaven Township. I think I could do it on Saturday, the Middle Country Public. I got all these computers. My sister had. She bought it from her job. And if they got rid of computers to use for personal use, and I'm going to get rid of it. And I made room. So now my wife's stuff piled up in bags and stuff. So I'm going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and get some shelving. And I couldn't even walk in that room. And I'm going to that base people's down there. And I'm going to put shelving in the back wall there. It's an 8-foot wall. I think I'll like put two of them. Maybe I'll get three, but I'll start with one or two, and then we can stack all the stuff neatly. If I want to get my wife, you know, buy bathroom tissue and stuff, if I want to stock up on that, I can even put it up on the shelf or whatever we just buy normally.
Nothing wrong with having a nice big pantry, and if you have room for it, absolutely. But, you get those rolling stainless steel shelves as well. And don't forget, rice is very inexpensive. You can buy large bags of rice, and they keep basically forever, and provide a good source of protein, I believe. And canned hams. I always buy canned hams. They last a good long time.
I might use some of this. I'm using it for my wife's stuff she had when she moved in. That's what I'm using it for. Now, under the stairs, like I cleared all the e-waste under the stairs, and it's like 1 2x4. I would love to build like a door with a hinge where you could close it, but I'm trying to think how to do it. Looks like I have two doors that open up. I think my mom is calling me now. Give me a sec here. My mom, I just want to tell her I'm going to stop Wolf quickly. Because I leave early, I drop my niece off at school early, like quarter to eight. So I would get to work too early, so I got time to stop at my mom.
All right, man, I got to go anyway. I got to make a couple of phone calls and then punch in. But I'll talk to you later. And like I said, don't get too worried about massive food shortages in the United States. I mean, yeah, things might get sparse a little bit, I mean, especially with transportation situation the way it is, but we're not in the same shape as Europe. You have a good day. KD2KNH clear 73.
That'd be, this be perfect time to go. 73, Charlie. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and then I'll see you Wednesday for breakfast. 73.
W2VL repeater.
And now I hear the repeater 12345 WACCDL from New Jersey. And it's not that storm today, conditions are not that good.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Test 12, WACDL from the Summit train station.
KNB, KD20GB Mobile. Got my good old cat Tabby here riding up front with me to the vet, getting her nails cut, and then I am going to get myself ready, as usual, for work. No bid sheets this Wednesday, so I gotta wait until next Wednesday to potentially make a move, and I'm hoping it works out for me, because I need to get out of Westside Yard and get weekends off again.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. Yeah, it's nice when you get something set up that you can, have your weekends off and enjoy.
Yeah, pretty much. So, passing the old Toys R Us here brings back a lot of great memories. I really wish it were still open. I mean, they're not really bringing so many of them back. They're bringing maybe, like, a few back, but I guess I don't know what made them really want to do a comeback, since I bought a lot of great stuff. Of video games from there.
Well, the problem is, online stores, Amazon, they killed off all the toy stores, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. It's a new reality.
Yeah. I'm sure that there'll be other good toy stores that I've actually seen, like Target and, a lot of other great places that sell games, like GameStop and Best Buy. There are so many great places nowadays that, sell a lot of great stuff that really toy stores don't really need anymore. Plus, the majority of the things you can get, like, on eBay or Amazon, like you said.
Oh, I don't know if you remember KB Toys. I used to go there for my daughter all the time. It was a really good toy store. But, everything changes over time, Fred. Right, there's nothing we can do about it. So, as you get older, your taste in toys changes. I gotta run, so I'm at my stop. KB2 Gaming Clear 73, you have a good day.
Roger, we'll see you later, Charlie. I'm one exit away from my stop, so I will see you around. KD2KNH, KD2OGB Mobile. Where are we? Locust Avenue.
Thank you.
OGV Mobile.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
K2KNB, KD2O GB Mobile. K2KNB, K2KNB, KD2O GB Mobile.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2DQR listening.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KA2UTF, KA2UTF, WA2VSM.
W2VL repeater.
Here is WP2EAV listening.
Hello, Ed. WP2EAV. This is K2VCV.
Why, hello, Gene. How are you this fine day? Well, that's so good day.
Oh, not too bad, thanks. A little bit chilly out, let me tell you. So what's new, Ed? Go ahead.
Well, the big news in the ham radio sphere is that the FCC is going to start in a couple of weeks to charge $35 to issue, upgrade, or renew a ham license.
Well, boy, what else is new? Yeah, I guess they need the money very badly, so what are you going to do? It's the way it is. It is what it is, Ed. Among other things, believe me. You know, along with the price of gas and everything else, forget about it, you know. But you just got to try to deal with it, I guess. But at any rate, I was going to ask you a question about, I have these, I don't know if you remember this fella, Conniff, he had the AOZ DOP scanners. I have one of his DOP scanners, and I was trying to get this thing up and running, but I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with the DF system and the DOP scanners, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The noise from the scanning, how do you get rid of that? Is that, you know, he laid it out with, I think, 8 dipoles, but I want to put 16 on this thing, and it's...